Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trey Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison, and Juju Julio Gotti. We got a great show for you guys today. We got an update on Jason's Uber stories. We got a new level unlocked, which is sick people. How do you feel about people being sick around you? We talk about NFL playoffs, and Jerv delivers a promise slash threat to Jason about the playoffs. You don't want to miss that. We give an RIP to Sports Illustrated, and we talk about physical stuff, right? Like magazines, CDs, DVDs. We play a little show and tell. Everyone brings out some cool shit. Also, social media beef. How do you deal with it? What's some social media beef things? We also talk about Trey's coaching debut or his birdie from above the rim debut. And we have a nice little bomb moment. We talk about how everybody got to know everybody from back in the day. It's all full circle. We all connected. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You're getting all the extra content. The OG podcasts, those are back and running. You're getting the Cinephobe special edition ones. Trust me, you haven't listened to them all. We get the Cinephobe rewatchingtons. That's where we rewatch old Cinephobe movies. And you get to chime in, be in the chat, and interact. You get the Discord. You get special advance notice to certain things that might be on the horizon. Don't want to give it all away. And so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. All right. Let's get started with one of the most popular people on Instagram, Jordan, who does all the reviews of fast food restaurants and tells you what the recipes are. But me and Trey got to meet him in Vegas during the IST. So we got some stories about that.
We're at the age of like, when we get invited to spots, I know when I'm either too old or I'm in the just right spot. And I went to Boston last week, right, for a gala. And I'm looking around and professionals, politicians, et cetera. So I'm like, look, you know, trying to fill the room around. And again, I'm 39. So I look at it in the perspective of like, am I not looking in the mirror? Am I having a midlife crisis? Because I'm meeting 39-year-olds and they looked washed to me. Well, and I'm like,
the whole topic on Twitter this week has been how millennials look older. I mean, how the
that's my man Jordan. Shout out to Jordan. Me and Amin was around Jordan this past during the IST. Good nigga, by the way. Good nigga, bro.
Like legit, like a solid dude, man.
The nigga that did the video.
Yeah.
Good nigga. Like he's literally the nicest person I've ever met in my life. Like I get that from
his videos. I would think he would be nice. Like it strikes me as a person.
But no,
nice.
You know, sometimes people have an act and it's like, all right, this nigga literally is the nicest nigga. Like even if you wanted to be like a dick to him, you would feel bad because he's genuinely that nice. Nigga, we're walking around Vegas in the lobbies and shit and I'm just watching random people because I didn't know who bro was.
I knew who that nigga was.
He hadn't crossed my little thing. So then
I went up to him. I went right up to him in the suite. I was like, "Hey man, I love your shit, man."
He hadn't crossed my like.
Y'all know who he is.
Threshold. I just know him as a as from that video. I never seen him in anything else.
Stop, man.
I'm sorry, man.
No, so he his like what he goes viral for typically is this nigga be having all the ingredients and the recipes for all like the secret sauces at any fast food place. Mm. So he'll do some shit and he'll just be like he'll just read you the recipe. Like he'll say, "Oh, I called In-N-Out and I asked, hey, can you guys have what's in the secret sauce? Like, oh, we can't tell you. I was like, oh, you can't tell me a word? And then he reads the recipe. That's his shit. Like, he's like a fast food connoisseur pretty much. But then he had that video too. Go ahead, Trey.
So when I met him, they're like, hey, this is Jordan. I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this information? And I'm watching, I guess it was, what was it, like a Western or a country exhibit going on during that time? What was going on during that? It was a concert. Remember all them cowboys and motherfuckers?
Oh, yeah, it was a rodeo.
It's like some rodeo shit, right? So it's the like rodeo was really, Jason, when I say really country, like Billy Bob Thornton up in that bitch, big belt buckle, and motherfuckers was coming up to him.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Again, you see how he looked?
You was at the rodeo?
No, bro. We was in the fucking lobby of the
rodeo. The rodeo was in Vegas, but when the rodeo in Vegas is a big deal. So it's not like just a couple of people. You'll see thousands of people all dressed like cowboys everywhere in Vegas.
Gotcha.
So I'm standing with next to this black nigga. I'm like, what's good, bro? Nice to meet you. And motherfuckers like, I loved your video, bro. And I'm like, the fuck? So one of the main niggas from Instagram is telling me like, dude has like millions of followers on Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, so what the fuck does he do? And they pulled out the video and I'm like, oh, okay. So then we're walking over to the arena and bro's like, hey man, and he tucked his chain. He had a chain. He had a like nice little Cuban joint. So I'm like, he like, yeah, man. He's like, I'm just trying to like soak all this in, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, like I'm just trying to be personable, blah, blah. He's just cool.
He's a regular dude. That's the fuck the shit. Like when I saw him, I was like, oh shit. Like you're not like an influencer who's like a regular life living in a regular apartment and shit. Mm-hmm. But he also happens to be wildly popular.
Yeah, nigga's wildly. And any nigga that got like 32 million followers on TikTok, you can't do nothing.
Because his content isn't like for black people or for young people. It's for everybody. Anybody who fucking ever been to a fast food restaurant, fuck with him, basically.
Yeah. That nigga got like 32 million followers, though, bro. Like, yeah. I couldn't even imagine being that famous. And he just, like, again, it's not even the fact that it's like, hey, he just like anybody else, how you would just treat somebody. But imagine you being on this, like, just trying to be cool. But you got all these followers and you just trying to be a regular nigga.
Right.
And anywhere we go, like, fuck, man, Jason, hey, they trying to get a picture, bro. Hey, Jason, we trying to just cross the street.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So I don't know if y'all want to keep going on this topic, but no, I could... Jerv, you said I look smacked. So I wanted to get into the Uber Chronicles early.
Oh wow.
Oh shit.
Also, when we start doing this, Jerv, can you find Jason a cool theme music for this?
Okay. Can I
if it's gonna be a thing, Jason, is this gonna be a thing?
It'll be a thing. I would rather Jason, because I feel like whatever I select, Jason's not going to.
No, you do.
So I would rather Jason just send me whatever you want.
I trust your musical choice.
You got beats. Give me a beat. Give me something, because I'm going to pick something, and I can see this just being like, what the fuck is this show?
All right, Jerry. All right.
The people spoken, though, Jason, I will say that. I wasn't too active last week on the show, but everybody was like, yo, Jason has to do it. That shit had me crying. And I was like, all right. Yeah. Any illustrators that's out here listening want to turn Jason's Uber confessions into an actual skit, I'm here for it. All right, go ahead, Jason.
So this week, I want to get into what I would classify as the worst motherfuckers on the planet Earth. And these are people who get into Ubers, who are sick, who are coughing, and who do not cover their motherfucking mouth, don't have a mask on, and are just in the back of the car talking and coughing on my back. This lady, I'm not gonna say what race, but white. You could guess.
No, say a race.
But you can guess.
Oh, can we play a game?
She's white. I won.
The game's over. White.
They were Australian. Two Australian ladies get in my car. I had to go back to their house because the other lady forgot her charger in the house. They're going to the airport, by the way, which makes this 10 times worse. Not only is she coughing in my car, getting me sick, she's about to get on an airplane and get a whole other airplane and airport, two airports full of people sick as well, and has no regard for anybody's well-being whatsoever. I thought we would have learned something from COVID. Apparently, niggas have not. People do not give a fuck at all about your well-being. And so, Jerv, I'm not smacked. I'm sick. I'm sick right now, my nigga.
Oh, so this is your flu game? That was your way of telling us this is your flu game?
Yeah, this is my flu game.
That's what you wanted us to know. This is your flu game. Okay.
Man, I had so much faith in Australian people, bro, and they just let me down. Damn.
Yeah. So
I heard nothing but good things about Australian people, bro.
He said, shout out to Bluey.
Shout out to Bluey, yo. That's one cool Australian family, yo.
So, yeah, that's my Uber Chronicle. And then, you know, also, I texted y'all about another situation that was pretty funny to me. So this nigga gets in my car, right? It's like Saturday night or something. And so I told you guys, I try to play like inoffensive music in the car. And so I was playing some Drake. And so this nigga gonna say, "You listening to this pussy ass shit?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Bro, I'm just playing like some regular shit, you know what I'm saying, in the car to not, you know, offend the customers. Like, I'm just trying to keep it cool." And he's like, "Man, this is some old either bitch out music." Like, and I'm like, "What?" And so this nigga goes on to tell, and I could tell he's a over abrasive and aggressive nigga, because he's like asking me, okay, the first thing he asked me was, he was like, "What's going on tonight, nigga?" And I'm like, "I don't know, bro. Like, we're in Hollywood. Like, what you doing?
Are you picking this boy from like the airport or something?"
No, from Hollywood. Like Sunset Strip. And so, and I'm like, so then I tell him, I'm like, "The Edition Hotel is like pretty cool." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I kind of fuck with the Edition. I've been kicked out of there twice." And I was like, thinking to myself, like, "Yeah, I see why, my nigga. Like, I see why, because you're a fucking dickhead." And so everything the nigga said for the rest of the ride was just like more dickhead conversation. And like, nigga just kept pressing me, like, "You don't know where the bitches is at?" And I'm like, "No, nigga, I don't know where the bitches is at. I'm working right now." Like, and yeah, that was just like,
I was hoping, nigga. I was hoping he was a Most Def Hive nigga. Like, he team Most Def and was trying to shit on Drake that way. But
No.
He was just also an overly aggressive nigga.
He reminded me of Aaron Hall. Like, that's the best way to character.
In the words of Trey, that's a sick comparison.
Yeah.
That's sick. Anytime you on the side by side of Aaron Hall, nigga, that's cold red, horny. That's cold red. Well,
I told y'all I walked into the I walked into Target earlier in the week, and I heard Drake.
Oh, Drake,
I thought it was fucking funny. Like, it probably happens all the time, and I just never realized it, but now my brain. But the first time I go back into Target since we talked about it, the very first song, the second I walked in, was
"I'm More Than Just an Option."
It was something off the new album, or whatever that catchy.
For All the Dogs.
For All the Dogs. Which one's the one that had all like the earlier songs, not the eight songs that came later?
I can't keep up with.
Yeah, For All the Dogs.
Oh, that's For All the Dogs. Yeah.
It
wasn't For All the Dogs, but it was For All the Dogs.
So, have y'all ever been in the Uber where the driver was sick, or been? Niggas got in the pool or something where somebody was sick. Have you ever dealt with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around mad motherfuckers, especially in New York, bro. New York, the last three train rides I've had, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or even a coworker, by the way. Because the coworker coming to the job sick is the same shit. I hate that motherfucker that comes to the job and is coughing on shit, and you touching the same shit I'm touching. Like, nigga, take your ass home, dog. Like, Jason, what are you doing?
I'm gonna take that shit to level four, bro. I was on a train yesterday coming from the Garden, and this nigga was hotboxing the whole train. My nigga, I love us.
Train car? He was just
the whole train car just blowing, bro.
And nobody said nothing?
I'm watching this white woman recording.
Nigga, it's New York, nigga.
Also, you don't want to get a blade to you, my nigga. You don't know what type of day that nigga has.
Exactly. Get a buck 50, cross your shit.
Hey, that's my, I got two fears in New York. I like to think I'm like very comfortable here, but I'll be thinking about, because it's a lot of like mentally unstable people here, right? Niggas going to be pushing me into a train while I'm waiting. That's one of my fears.
I do always think about that shit while I'm walking.
Yeah, because it's a little tight little yellow line that might be just really, and you never know. A nigga having a bad day, like,
you know, Trey, you know the platforms that have the stairs in the middle? Yep. So you got to walk on the side to get down the thing. And it ain't that much space between the edge of the stairs and the fucking edge of the platform.
I don't want to be the first nigga from my hood to die from a train. I will say that. Also, the nigga, like, just being too close and walking by a nigga that just really just, again, niggas be having bad days in New York. And you just got to kind of, like, really be mindful of the situation. Like, do I really trip on this nigga? Or do I let him slide? Because he definitely got a blade. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be one of them things. And I know about the buck 50. I am not naive. I don't, you know what I mean? I am not naive. I'm not going to be the toughest nigga in the world and be like, square up, nigga. No, I'm about to get cut. I'm about to get cut. It's over.
Yo, you just made me think of back in college, my girl in college, she had went out one time. This is, you know, she was going clubbing with her homegirls and everything. And it was this homeless dude outside the club. And I guess they went to this club like multiple times. So the homeless dude recognized them. It's not funny. So y'all just tell me if I need to bison over this shit. I don't know. The motherfucker stood up and just went off in front of them and shit to completion. And she told me, and I was just like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Like it can't, this is not a real fucking place. Like New York is not real. Like anything that you think happens. And I don't fuck with New York like that.
Just on some shit. It's crazy. Right. They watch. That means they watch.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, like, why don't you just
to that channel?
Oh, just walk to the next car. That shit don't make no sense.
No, it was outside. It was outside. Not on the joint. It was outside the club, like on the block and shit.
Well, man.
I think they have out of it.
Somebody tapped out of homegirls.
You said what?
God, damn.
He froze. Say that again. You froze up.
It's not worth repeating.
All right. Yo,
the internet bossing over the forums.
All right. Let's wrap it right here. Once again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in and get all that extra content for you, for everybody. For Black Trey, Big Derv, J Skills, Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.